On the Nature Trail with Lindsay Webb. Brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game. Connecting you to life outdoors.
Harbor seal. Walking along the rocky coast in July has always been one of my favorite pastimes. The smell of the seaweed at low tide and finding evidence of sea creatures is always fun. Today, I am fortunate enough to look out on the water and to see the heads of harbor seals as they bob up and down. The scientific name of the harbor seal means sea calf or sea dog. This nickname seems suitable, as a harbor seal closely resembles a dog when its head is viewed at the surface of the water. Seals can be seen basking on sandbars, rocky islands and shores, as well as remote beaches. Seals often lie with their heads and flippers elevated, in almost a banana-like position. Most often, they look like a bottle floating in the water with their heads tilted straight back and perpendicular to the surface. Male harbor seals are slightly larger than the females. They can be up to 6 feet long and weigh up to 375 pounds. Their coat is made of thick, short hairs that range from nearly white with dark spots to black or dark brown with white rings. Their back is usually more densely covered with spots or rings than their stomachs. Their fat helps them to stay warm in the cold North Atlantic waters. Harbor seals are agile carnivores with streamlined bodies and flipper-like limbs that enable them to swim with great skill. The front or pectoral flippers are composed of 5 digits of similar length and webbed together. Claws on these flippers are used for scratching, grooming, and defense. The hind flippers propel the seal forward by moving side to side. These also have 5 digits, but the 1st and 5th digits are long and stout, while the middle digits are shorter and thinner. When on land, the seal uses a caterpillar-like undulating motion to get around. The diet of harbor seals varies with the season. They do not chew their food, but either tear it into chunks or swallow it whole. Harbor seals eat crustaceans, mollusks, squid, and a variety of fish. Their molars can crush hard objects like shells. They gulp down 5 to 6% of their body weight every day. Harbor seals are generally solitary animals, except when it comes to reproduction and haulouts. Seals come onto land or haul out for a variety of reasons, including resting, thermal regulation, giving birth, nursing, molting, and to help with digestion. Often, you'll see many seals together at common haul-out areas. It's thought that they may gather as a group to help provide protection from predators. Younger seals interact with each other along the edges of the group and stay away from the adults. The adults do not make physical contact with one another and respond angrily when touched. Growling, snorting, threateningly waving a front flipper, and head thrusting, a sharp, rapid retraction of the neck, are all signs of aggressive behavior. Harbor seals vocalize only when they feel threatened. Harbor seals return to the same area to breed every year. Females mature between 2 and 6 years of age, while males mature between 3 and 7 years. They mate in late spring and early summer, about 6 weeks after they give birth to their most recent pups. Pre-mating behavior involves rolling, bubble blowing, and mouthing each other's necks. Mating takes place in the water, and one male may mate with multiple females. Gestation lasts between 9 and 11 months, with one pup seal born each year. The pups can swim within an hour of their birth. Seal mothers are very attentive to their pups, which are weaned in about 4 to 6 weeks. The harbor seals I was watching are swimming into the distance. It's time to continue my stroll along the ocean to see what other interesting creatures of the sea I can find.